Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1309, and the writing is shiur number 461. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started the halachos of washing Negel Vasser, the bracha actually of Netilas Yadayim. I mean, we're going to be talking about the Negel Vasser also, how to wash, what it's entailed, and other times that during the day you have to wash. What actions might bring up washing also? In the morning, it happens to be with a bracha, but we'll see there are various different times that one should wash without a bracha. Okay, we'll get through everything. So the bottom line is we explained last year, just continuing on from last year in the introduction pretty much, we explained last year that the Rashba, you have the Rashba and the Rosh. So just to review, we said the Rosh said that the reason for we have to wash is because a person touches their body at night. You're sleeping. You're touching covered parts of your body. Plain and simple, you have to wash your hands when you get up. The Rashba writes, because in the morning after sleeping, when we wake up, we become like a new creation. We have to thank Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created us for His glory, to serve Him and to bless His name. For this reason, Chazal instituted that in the morning we're obligated to recite all those the various different brachas that we recite every morning. We thank Hashem for eyesight. We thank Hashem, Matir Asurim, that we don't have any pains and various different issues, right? We go through all the various different brachas. Thank Hashem al b'sharumim. We have our clothing and so on. So we have various, many different brachas that we're thanking Hashem for in the morning. Therefore, the Chazal instituted this obligation to wash one's hands in the morning to sanctify ourselves with Hashem's holiness, right? And to wash our hands using a kli. Now, using a kli, this is medamed. Another Mishabir explains that it's just like the kohen. The kohen used to sanctify themselves. The kohanim used to sanctify themselves washing with a kli. They used to wash their hands from the kir, the laver, prior to doing the avodah. So the same way we wash our hands in the morning. The Medrash cited by the Torah explains the verse of the pasuk of Chadashim Lebekarim Rabbah Munasecha, renewed in the morning, how great is your faithfulness, just translating it to mean that we go to sleep one out, and yet we wake up in the morning invigorated, which is a tremendous ness if you think about it. We wake up refreshed. A person could go to sleep, you know, Nebuch is, I've spoken to people, and there's people out there never who have problems sleeping, and sometimes they wake up, Rahman al-Islam, the same way they went to bed. You know, we go to bed, we're worn out with Hashem's help, and we wake up, mamish refreshed, invigorated with new energy, a new vibe. And it's tremendous ness that Hashem is doing this us and helping our bodies rejuvenate, if you want to call it. So therefore, hence it's as if we're a new creation. It's like as though we're a new creation. We went to bed like all wiped out, and we became a new creation, invigorated with energy and so on when we wake up in the morning. So now, Chazal explained also that the faithfulness that we're talking about, Amunasecha, I mean, again, there's various different pshatim, but one reason is referred, not one reason, what one thing that it refers to is the, in the pasuk, is the fact that Hashem fulfills His promise to return the neshamis, the souls, entrusted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the night. As we know that person sleeps, part of their soul goes up, or whatever the case is. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now, how that works exactly, but be it as it may, and we wake up, Baruch Hashem, Gesunta Heit, Hashem gives us back our neshama, or that part of the neshama, whatever the case is. And for that, that is what the Rashba is explaining, or it's actually not the Rashba, but from the pasuk of Chadashim Lebekarim, Rabbah Munasecha, and so on. Okay, so that's as far as, like we said, from the Rashba and from the Rosh. Plain and simple, the hands are dirty, right, from touching various different parts of the body. And listen, you have to wash your hands before you go to daven and do all the holy things, especially the davening part and so on. We'll talk about that as we go down the road. Sometimes we'll see that, the morning is different, but sometimes we'll see during the course of the day, Taka, it's important to keep in mind, we're going to see somebody might be learning, or somebody has to make a bracha, and they might have touched maybe covered parts of the body, or sometimes we'll see that you don't always need water. There's certain times you could just rub your hands full front, full back, but we'll see how that works Midi de Menachem is called in the Mishnah Berurah, talks about it and so on, that the person could just wipe their hands full front, full back, even without water on something, whatever the case might be, even on the, whatever the case is, on the clothing, on if they wake up in the middle of the night, on the mattress, on the table, whatever the case is. But we'll see how that works in upcoming Shirim. But over here, we just have to keep in mind, one does have to wash their hands when it comes to the morning for Negavasser, for various different reasons we have been talking about. Bezmus Hashem, next year we'll start to get, Bezmus Hashem, we'll move into the halachas themselves. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch Kol Duv.